In the year 1223, a rich merchant by the name of Bononillo refused to believe that at the consecration of the Mass, a validly ordained Roman Catholic priest can truly and really change the bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. St. Anthony of Padua, known as the Ark of the Testament and the Hammer of Heretics because of his outstanding preaching and teaching, tried to convince the Italian merchant Bononillo of the truth of the real presence of our Lord in the most blessed sacrament, but to no avail. One day, St. Anthony said to Bononillo, "Would you believe in the truth of the most blessed sacrament if your donkey adored the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist?" Bononillo said, "Agreed." He would starve his mule for 3 days, after which the donkey would be brought to the piazza, where there'd be plenty of hay ready for the mule to eat. At the same time, St. Anthony would show a consecrated host to the mule. If the mule would ignore the hay and kneel before the Blessed Sacrament, Bononillo would believe. And so it happened. For 3 days, the mule was not given anything to eat, and for 3 days, St. Anthony also fasted and prayed. At the end of 3 days, the mule was brought to the piazza, where there was lots of hay. St. Anthony, after offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass, held up a consecrated host and said to the donkey, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom I am not worthy to hold in my hands, I command you, kneel and adore your Creator." What food would the donkey pick? The mule came forward, ignored the hay, and bent his front legs in worship of the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. When Bononillo witnessed this miracle, he also got down on his knees and adored the Lord in the most blessed sacrament. And there were many other people in the piazza that day who also fell to their knees in worship. If someday you make a pilgrimage to Rimini, Italia, hopefully you'll visit the piazza of the three martyrs. And there's a small little chapel in the piazza known as the Tempietto. It marks the spot where the donkey worshipped his Creator in the most blessed sacrament. If you're bored this afternoon, you can Google the many, many artists who have painted this story over the centuries. They're beautiful, beautiful paintings, often entitled "The Miracle of the Mule," where even a donkey can recognize the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. Now you might say, "Father, I don't believe this story for one second. This happened over 800 years ago. Tell us a modern day story." And I'll say, no problem. Most of you were alive in October of 1995 when Pope St. John Paul II made an apostolic pilgrimage to the United States of America. on the evening of his last day in Baltimore, October 1995, the Pope wanted to bless and visit with the seminarians at St. Mary's Seminary in Baltimore. It had been a very, very long day in Baltimore. Mass began at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and then there was a parade downtown, then a visit to the Basilica of the Assumption, then there was lunch at Catholic Charities and a local soup kitchen, and a prayer service at the Cathedral of Mary the Queen. The last stop was St. Mary's Seminary in Baltimore. The intention was that the Holy Father would just take a picture with the seminarians outside on the steps of the seminary. But at the last minute, Pope John Paul II decided he wanted to stop and pray in the chapel. This meant a nightmare for Secret Service and the security, but they sprang into action. And as typical in these situations, they brought to the seminary special dogs to help them conduct a security sweep. These dogs were specially trained to locate people who might be buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings after earthquakes and other disasters. So, the dogs in the Secret Service swept the halls, the offices, the classrooms of the seminary, and then they went into the chapel where John Paul II was to pray. They went up and down the aisles and past the pews, but when they reached the sanctuary, the dogs sniffed and whined and barked, refusing to leave. These specially trained dogs were convinced they had found a person in the chapel. But there was no one there. The Secret Service asked for the rector. The Secret Service told the rector, "These dogs think there's a person here." And the rector said, "There is a person here. A divine person. Jesus Christ. Truly present in the tabernacle. Even a dog can recognize Jesus truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. Even a donkey can adore the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist. Why is it then that sometimes we are so stubborn to believe?" Jesus says, "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. But whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Why is it that sometimes we are so stubborn to believe what the Lord reveals to us? Today's mystery of the Most Holy Eucharist is very similar to last Sunday's mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, isn't it? We were asked last Sunday to believe and to adore our one God in three persons. It's the exact same thing we're asked to do today, right? Even though we will never fully understand the mystery of the Most Holy Eucharist, God doesn't ask us to understand. He asks us to believe the mystery that the all-powerful Lord changes bread and wine into his body and blood. He asks us to adore the mystery of his body and blood and to love his body and blood, and to desire to be united with his body and blood, our flesh and his flesh becoming one, our blood and his blood becoming one in Holy Communion. Last night, Father Joshua told me that his homework to everyone was to increase their Eucharistic devotion. That's pretty good homework for Corpus Christi Sunday. How can we increase our Eucharistic devotion? How about coming to daily Mass? How about coming on Thursdays when we have all day exposition and adoration of the Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament on the altar from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stopping by, paying a visit. How can we increase our love and adoration of the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity? That's what we pray for this weekend. I pray that you will not only believe in the Lord's true body and blood and adore his body and blood and love his body and blood, but have a great desire to be united to his body and blood in Holy Communion. For his flesh is indeed true food, and his blood is true drink. Whoever eats his flesh and drinks his blood remains in him. May you worthily eat his flesh, drink his blood, so that you may truly live.